We're reading from Ephesians chapter 6. We find ourselves in verse 15 today. So let's read it. Paul writes here, "Stand therefore," in verse 14, and then verse 15, "having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Paul is talking here about our Christian armor that we wear. It's something that soldiers have been given. It's something that Christians have been given by God Himself. And every piece of this armor, as we look at it, piece by piece and all together, it has one purpose. It acts as protection for the soldier. Protected vital parts of his body. And the protection is against our enemy, Satan, in the spiritual battle that we find ourselves in and we're going to be in until the end of our life. We've already noted in verse 14 that God has given us, first of all, a belt of truth. Or He's given us something that we call a belt that we are to tie around our waist. It would keep the soldier from tripping up and falling over his loose-fitting clothes. And we already looked at that. Secondly, last Sunday, we looked at the breastplate of righteousness that the soldier would wear. And it would protect his vital part of his body, his heart and his lungs and his inner being. And then today, Paul gets to our shoes or to our combat boots that soldiers wear. And you know, we usually do not think of shoes as being something that we use for protection. But I want us to think about what Paul says today in context of God has provided for us spiritual shoes that protect our feet in the battle against Satan. We can understand some of the other parts of the armor of God. We can understand the belt. We can understand the breastplate. The sword is important. The shield. The helmet that you wear. But shoes? You say, well, how does that protect us? Notice Paul says you need to have your feet shod. Some of you may not know this word. It's an old English word. And this word is never used for people or for soldiers. It's used with animals, specifically with horses. When you would take your horse to the blacksmith and he would put the horseshoe on the horse. Horses wear shoes too for protection, to protect their hooves as they go down the road. Paul says for the Christian. And this word, shod, in the Greek language, means to tie or to bind what goes on the very bottom of the bottom of your soul. It's what's between the ground and your foot. And Paul says, bind it and tie it to protect yourself. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, we read about the foundation that we build our lives upon. Who's the foundation? Foundation is Jesus Christ Himself. The wise man built his house upon the foundation that was a solid rock. The foolish man in that same story built his house on the sand. I think you saw a couple of weeks ago there was a brand new house over in Arizona that a contractor built. And when the rains came, it got washed away. It was apparently too close to the Colorado River. And he underestimated the force that the river would have. And it was amazing to see this brand new house just get swept into the, I don't know if some of you saw that on the news. But Paul says that the foundation that our spiritual life is built upon is Jesus Christ. And Paul says that we are to bind our feet with a foundation that we stand on. Psalm 40, the psalmist writes about our previous sinful life being in a miry pit. And God has raised us up, and it says in verse 2, "You have set my feet upon a solid rock." The Roman soldier would wear specially made combat boots or sandals that had pieces of steel or little spikes or little nails or pieces of sharp bone put into the sole. And when they would fight, and primarily the Roman style of combat was one-to-one, hand-to-hand combat. Oftentimes, as I've mentioned before, the soldier's back would be against a wall with no place to go.
Sometimes as they would fight up a hill, it was very important that the soldier's feet not slip. His feet had to be planted firmly. And that's where these little spikes in the bones, he would plant his feet in the solid, in the soil, so that when he fought with his hands, his feet would stand. Repeatedly in our text, many times Paul says, stand. Don't slip, stand. Shoes, of course, are something that we're familiar with. We wear shoes, we wear boots, we wear sandals, we wear things on our feet so that it would protect us in our life. Secondly, the feet that we have, they take us places. And there are two places where you can go as a Christian. You can go where God sends you, or you can go where you want to go. And of course, you know where the right place to go is. It's the place to go where God sends you. What's interesting is God never commands us as Christians to go on the attack against Satan. We never read a scripture that says, go find Satan and go find the demons, or go chase them, or go bind them, or go chain them. Never. It says, stand. It refers to the spot where God has planted you. Remember Psalm 1 in the godly man, that it says, day and night he meditates on the word of God. That is the foundation of his life. And it says, he will not be moved. There is a number of other psalms that says that God is my fortress or my salvation or my rock. I shall not be moved. The idea of standing is that God has put you here and for you to be faithful there. And God has given us protection for, spiritually speaking, for our feet. Now I want to bring our attention to the fact that very often when we look at this text, it says the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace is, of course, the fact that God has created peace between himself and the sinful humanity, which rises up against God. And so we often think of this in terms of a missionary text, but this is not a missionary text. God is not giving us spiritual combat boots to send us out into battle, but enabling us to stand and be successful and be victorious in the power of God when Satan shoots his darts and his arrows against us, so that we would stand and stand firm. Now, the most serious problem that any soldier faces, whether historically with the Romans or even today's soldier, is his feet. What do soldiers do most of the day? They march. They walk. Their feet swell. They sweat. They have moisture. Your feet swell. The leather boots or sandals absorb the moisture and they shrink. And what happens? Your feet hurt. And if your feet hurt, if your feet have ever hurt, you know that you have difficulty walking, sitting, talking. Everything you do hurts when your toe hurts or when your sole hurts or when your foot hurts. Even today, for the soldier, proper fitting shoes and boots are critical. Remember, several weeks ago we talked about the fact that God has given each of us spiritual armor that is unique to us, that fits us. God has given us spiritual combat boots. Secondly, the boots that the Roman soldier wore not only held him in place when he was in battle, but our text says you put them on so that you would be prepared, or it's the preparation of the gospel. Preparation. Where does a soldier go when he first gets his combat boots and his uniform? Where does a soldier go before they send him to war? He goes to boot camp. It doesn't say he goes to soldier school. He goes to boot camp. And I want to suggest to us today that every Christian needs to go to boot camp. A lot of people become Christians and instantly think they're going to be a powerful preacher or a missionary or Sunday school teacher or do something very active. You know, what's interesting is Moses, he got educated for 40 years in the house, in the college, in the University of Pharaoh. And then God sends him to his seminary out in the desert for 40 years to untrain and retrain him his way to do God's work God's way. And then Moses goes and serves God for another 40 years. Wonderful life that he had.
boot camp, spiritual preparation for the battle that we face. You know, our spiritual training never ends. From the day that we become Christians to the day we die and God takes us home, we are learning the spiritual truths of God. Ephesians 4:11, pastors and teachers teach the church. We gather every week to learn more and more and more. You can be saved by knowing just a little bit of Scripture. You can be saved just knowing that God has sent His Son to save you, and that Jesus Christ died for you as a substitution on the cross. But if you want to grow, if you want to be a soldier, if you want to put on the armor of God, if you want to go to spiritual boot camp, it takes a lot of effort, it takes a lot of energy, and it's a lifetime commitment. Preparation equals commitment. It's united, it's related, it's necessary. Something else we find in life is if you are a skilled person. Some of our brothers are skilled with working with wood. The rest of us have difficulty nailing a couple of 2x4s together, right? But these brothers, they have learned. Why? They didn't learn it overnight. Those of you that maybe work in a machine shop or do something else, you have to go and you have to learn to read the blueprints. You have to learn how to measure. You have to learn how to cut straight. The pieces have to fit. Spiritual boot camp is important for all of us. We have to have these shoes. There are many spiritual truths that we need to learn. And Peter says in 1 Peter 3:15, we need to always be ready to speak about the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And it begins when you first become a Christian. And the longer you're a Christian and the more you learn about Scripture, you can take any passage in Scripture and tie it in with Jesus Christ. You begin with Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created everything. From there you can go on and witness about the plan of God in creating mankind to have fellowship with Him. Revelation, you get to the end of the Bible, Jesus is coming to take us to live with Him forever. No matter where in the Bible you stop, you should be able to point somebody to Jesus Christ. Can you do that? All of us learn to the moment we die, but that's what preparation is all about. And Paul wants us to be armed in the armor of God. And so if you haven't done so yet, get going to boot camp. Put those boots on and wear them and stand successfully against Satan. Amen.